Soldier, federal employee, state employee, but not an American citizen. Mario Hernandez came to the U.S. in the 60s from Cuba. He was only 9 years old. Over the next few years, Hernandez says he lived a normal life in Fullerton, California. When he went into the Army in 1975, his citizenship status was checked. But in an interview with WFSU this March, Hernandez said he sailed right through the hearing.
I knew that I had the little card, you know, my parole card, which is looks like a piece of paper like this. And, you know, there might have been a question with my status. And they sent me in front of an immigration judge in Long Beach, California. I went in, he looked at it, boom, boom, it's fine for him to go into service. And he said, okay, now, but your name is going to be Mario Rafael Hernandez III. And I always put the third because my grandfather's a Mario and my father. So that was it.
But that shouldn't have been it. As a Cuban immigrant, he was granted parole as part of a law called the Cuban Adjustment Act. After a year, parolees can apply for permanent residency, the green card. But Hernandez's attorney, Elizabeth Ricci, says applying for permanent residency isn't necessary.
Most Cubans by far decide to become permanent residents. A parolee can live and work in the United States legally. They get a social security number and a driver license and everything else, but they don't have the same protections that a permanent resident does, or of course a citizen.
One thing parolees are not supposed to do is enlist in the military. You're supposed to be a permanent resident or a citizen. At his immigration hearing, Hernandez took an oath that he thought was his naturalization. But for Hernandez, joining the Army wasn't the only place where government institutions failed to notice his citizenship. Hernandez went on to work in the Bureau of Indian Affairs, the Bureau of Prisons, and the state of Florida, no one realizing he wasn't technically a citizen. Ricci says the oversight is unsettling.
The job that he held required citizenship, and it was never found out. The background checks that Bureau of Prisons did didn't reveal what a quick search on the state.travel.gov website did for getting a passport.
It wasn't until he tried to get a passport for a cruise that an agency looked hard enough to see that Hernandez was still just a parolee. The wild card is Hernandez's combat service. Ricci says active duty veterans are able to apply for citizenship immediately, whether they have a green card or not.
If you served during a designated period of hostility, which he did during Vietnam, he was allowed to jump straight from parole status straight to naturalization. And they ignored that.
After widespread media attention, Hernandez was granted naturalization on his appeal. And Ricci says Hernandez has a full to-do list.
Friday, he's going to file for his passport, okay, which ironically requires that he give his naturalization certificate in, which it will be hard for him to part with. But then he will request a passport and he will reinstate himself on the voter roll. That's the first thing he's going to do. And then when everything settles down, he has said he wants to go on the cruise.
After a uniquely arduous journey, hopefully this next one will be relaxing. Bon voyage from WFSU News. I'm Nick Evans.